Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. Today, I get to interview Don Hobbs. He is the new president of Success Enterprises. You may have read or seen Success Magazine. This is just one of the many different assets they have in their business. Success has been, I think he said, a 124-year-old company, and they have had some major, major pivots recently. And in this episode, we get to dive into what it looks like to, you know, rebrand, add new things, really start to refresh a business that is a little bit more well-established. So I'm excited to introduce you to Don and just the amazing things that Success has going on. Time to think outside of the box. All right, enjoy. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, Don. Welcome to Foot Traffic. Excited to have you here today.
Stacey, I'm so pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me. This is absolutely an exciting opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited because I have read Success Magazine for a long time. If we went into my basement right now, I would probably have like a massive stack of them with the CDs that were always in the center. So I'm excited to be able to chat with the new president of Success Enterprises. So welcome to the show. Excited to have you. I want to hear from you. What has been happening now that you've come in and taken over and done some changes? I want to hear what's been going on in Success.
Well, so let me give a lot of credit to a lot of people. The acquisition was really interesting and fun and exciting. It was unexpected. And when we grabbed this and we actually got a chance to play in the space, you know, we've got a COO, Ted Lotz. We've got the gentleman who is really kind of responsible for buying it is the innovator behind eXp Realty, which is a giant in the real estate space. Mm-hmm. But he became the CEO of the company because his whole notion around personal development was, you know, we want people to grow themselves. That's the way to grow their business. And so he had been giving the magazine to 20,000 as they grew, 30,000 as they grew, 40,000 agents as a gift. And that's part of why it popped in his lap and why we were able to acquire it. So really for all of us, and I've been, you know, in the space for years with Jim Rohn being my starting place. So this has been like a chance to take it and really grow something that felt like iconic is one word, but there's almost a like hollow ground. There's just a part about Success, which is like the longevity of this incredible property. Yeah. And then to say, what do you do with it in the modern world, Stacey? So we've raised a coaching company out of it, which I always thought could have been done.
Yeah, for
sure. Raised a speakers bureau out of it, which I always thought should have been done. Mm-hmm. And we just also grew up a franchise system, which is a co-work space called Success Space.
Ooh.
And
Success, I didn't know about
Space,
that.
Yeah, most people haven't heard yet. It's only been out for about 2 weeks. Success Space and Success Cafe. So imagine you and I not talking on Zoom and I say, hey, meet me for coffee at the Success Cafe.
Yeah.
It looks like it has a modern feel. It's a little bit of a Starbucks. Business is being done there. Mm-hmm. And then right behind it is our Success Cowork space.
Okay.
And there's a coach inside. So we actually have coaching, coffee, and cowork all in the same place.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Different. So we've got that up and rolling and a community that we've built and so many things in the staff and the team. I mean, they're just working tirelessly day and night and has grown and all of it's kind of raised up out of nothingness.
I love it. So I actually was introduced to Jim Rohn and all of his teachings through Success Magazine. Most people don't know why Success and Jim Rohn. So can you explain like what is the relationship there?
Well, several years back, and I want to say 2007, if I'm off by a year or two, Jim was sick. And I started my career when I was 18 with him, right? So that goes back to my earliest days. You can tell I'm older than 18. I hope you can. And so I joined him when Tony Robbins and I were 18 and 17. We worked there for a few years together. So the properties that we built, some of the seminars, all that stuff in 2008 or thereabouts, seven, eight, Success bought all of his property before Jim had passed from Kyle Wilson and Jim, and brought that material in. So when I, again, kind of the full circle, oh my gosh, yeah. What are the chances of that, that this many years later, I would be reunited with the very same gentleman. Mm-hmm. And so jimrum.com is a part of our business. And of course he was, when he passed, you can't even imagine the number of the biggest names in speaking who came and said, he was the guy. He was the guy that started me. He was the man who made it, you know, an available industry for me.
So, yeah.
Pretty yeah. cool stuff.
I went to a Darren Hardy event. I don't even know how long. And one of the things he gave us was this will age it. He gave us a mini, is it an iPod? I can't even think what they're called anymore, the little ones. He gave us a mini iPod and it had all these recordings of Jim Rohn on the iPod. It was so cool. Very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So.
Well, special man. He was like my dad and he hit me at an age when I, you know, didn't have a great father. And so he mm-hmm. was my mentor, father figure. Bit.
Well, what an amazing, like you said, full circle moment, now you in this position. So that's so cool. Right. So congrats. So
Thanks. You
came in, obviously we're in the middle of this crazy pandemic. How did the pandemic shift like your ideas, your innovation? Because you really have been innovating here. I want to hear that behind the scenes of that.
Well, there's a couple pieces that are probably most interesting, at least as it would seem to me. One is that because our parent company is a work from any place, virtual real estate company. So there are no offices, no corporate offices. Our offices are in the cloud. And actually you'll find this fascinating. You haven't seen it, but it's a virtual gaming platform where Avatar walks in and talks to Avatar. This is the people servicing me on the brokerage side, or this is mm-hmm. our payment processing people, or this is our tech people. Well, we did exactly the same thing the day after. I think we acquired it on a Friday, and on Monday, we had offices, Success offices, where people that hadn't been together because of the pandemic were walking between offices mm-hmm. in an avatar world. And so we have Success World, which has classrooms and programs that we're doing. And of course, I see it as eventually a 24-hour a day, 7 day a week in different languages, courses being taught on personal development and sales and all of that inside these various classrooms. In our Success World allows that to happen. So there was a lot of things related to that. And we really specialize and we really want to cater to that side hustle, work from any place. And of course, there's so many startups and people are like, what do I do? How do I do this business? You know, mm-hmm. in a less traditional way, meaning not the storefront, you know, retail space, walk up foot traffic, space, really.
Yeah.
So we're really catering a lot to that. But of course, listen, anybody in business, they need help. They're
100%.
So many unanswered questions, so many things that stump them. How do I go from loving what I do and what I want to give to actually turning that into a business?
Yeah. So good. So I want to, you know, kind of pick your brain too of the, you know, work harder, not smarter, or sorry, I should say work smarter, not harder mentality.
That's
yes. Thank you. Well, you know, 2020, some of us had to work a little harder, so harder than we wanted to be. So maybe it goes still.
Twice as hard for half the fee.
Yeah. So where do you sit in, like you kind of said, I think you said like 124 year old startup, right? Like you're starting over in some of these capacities. Where do you sit in? Is this a temporary season for you to kind of have to work a little bit harder, work a little bit smarter? How is the team on board with all of the changes and the new ways that you have to be thinking about moving forward?
Yeah, the team has done incredibly well. They loved it. And, you know, frankly, I remember, you know, the first initial weeks and people were saying, well, it just seems so normal now to do this business the way we're doing
right.
it, right? It's our world. It is our offices. You mm-hmm. don't think about it as being different.
Yeah.
But I think there's, you know, it was an interesting time for us to come into it. But honestly, the thing I would tell you is people thought even for EXP, which again, not Success, but EXP, the parent company, that surely they adjusted because of COVID. No, they were absolutely in that space for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It meant nothing. COVID didn't put a blip on their radar, right? There was no change. So again, we kind of feel like we walked into it at the right time with technology and a way of doing business that really was for the times, but wasn't like we were trying to prove it out. It really was already, it was already there. So I think that for us right now, it feels very normal. And some of the things we raised up, some of the topics, you know, there's a lot of topics around what do we do in a post COVID world?
Yeah.
What's it going to look like in a post COVID world? And we do have considerations around that for sure.
Yeah.
But let's face it, business is still foundationally business is business.
Absolutely. Right? So, no matter what industry, no matter recession, pandemic, no pandemic, doesn't matter.
All of it.
All of it goes back to the basics.
Yeah, for now, sure. So
you continue to have phenomenal people featured in your magazine, great guest speakers, all of this. What is this the strategy, or I should say, like, who are you looking for? How do you make sure that this person is going to be somebody that I guess people know of as Success Magazine? Like, how do you hit that standard, and how do you make sure that you're consistently doing it so people continue to build that know, like, and trust factor with your brand?
Well, having brilliance in our editorial team is part of it, for sure. And Josh Ellis deserves a lot of credit. He's been the editor in chief now for several years and just a great guy. But I mean, if I reach back for, you know, the current, this isn't out yet. I just got mine in the mail
Send
it to the executive team. So nobody's seen this yet, but Jamie Kern Lima, who you probably know the story of her.
Yeah, she was on the show actually not too long ago.
Oh, cool. She just got her new book released. And so we're very excited to be in business with her. And she was just at our convention. And so, you know, we're always looking for talent that's not just flash talent, but real business foundational people that are deep and rich and can contribute. And sometimes they're known. I mean, Tony Robbins was on the front cover the month before that, or the issue before that. And before that, it was Damon John. So it's, you know, we try and keep in that range of people that are known so that the cover attracts.
It attracts,
And at the same time, sometimes you're just dealing with people that are so brilliant, their story needs to get told. And doing the women's issue is coming up in, well, I want to say September, October. I think it is September, October. And, you know, featuring greatness in women. I mean, to us, that's a big deal right now. We want to really highlight and elevate. And so I think we're always looking. There's so much talent, Stacey, as you know, there's so much talent. And it's actually hard to figure out which ones to pick.
Yeah.
But there is an element of, you know, obviously we want somebody who's going to help sell the magazine and bring it into the houses and offices of many people.
Absolutely. Now, as you guys continue to evolve and add different arms and branches to your organization, how do you make sure you stay true to what is important to, like, the foundation of success? And how do you know where to go next?
Yeah, interesting. I mean, part of that is just having, you know, our sense of true north, that it's a personal development publication at its core. We're moving a little bit aspirational. That's our next move. And that has to do with right now, if you read the pages, it's all about how you be successful. And I want people to also have some sense, and we all want to have some sense of what's it like, what's the taste of success? What does it look like? And, you know, you might find some people going, well, the Robb Report's got all these cool things, and I want that car, and I want to go to that place. I want to fly there on that private jet. But to have some taste of, sense of what is next when you are successful. And so we want to, you know, widen that base a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're really also elevating the female business owner. I really want that to be a big part of it. Glenn Sanford, the CEO, Ted Lotz, our COO, everybody's in agreement. And also we've got this generation, you know, this next generation that's coming up.
Yeah.
And how do we appeal to that? And frankly, the magazine was always the geniuses from the past. And it wasn't really necessarily representing the greatness of the future. And we want to make sure that it's playing both places, that it's really giving you the wisdom of the ages with the brilliance of what's happening now.
Yeah.
And things are changed and happening so much faster. Social media makes everything accelerated. People are becoming famous for what reasons, right?
Crazy.
Businesses exploding for what reasons?
Right?
So it is changing.
before the magazine was what I would say, it was like your one thing. What is the one thing now? Like, what is the thing that you see? Like, if you could predict, what will you be known for a few years from now, where everybody will be talking about that one thing?
You know, I'll tell you where I think the fame will come from in terms of division of, mm-hmm. of company. I'll tell you what that answer is. Maybe they're separate. I believe we're building a community right now that's going to be very powerful. And we decided to build our own platform mm-hmm. so that people didn't have to go into, and again, I'm not knocking anything. I'm just saying you go into Facebook to go to into a personal development community where somebody has a crew that they've put in there. You took my course. Now there's 30,000 people over there. That's great. Yeah. But to get there, I have to go through political commentary. And even on the positive side, my kids, bar mitzvah, the margaritas on Friday night. I mean, there's a lot to go through to get where I'm going. And we decided to build a platform, which was just for personal development. Okay. So that is open now. And it's called the Achievers Community, Success Achievers Community. And I believe that as that expands and grows and it takes on hundreds of thousands and millions of people, and they're only coming for one reason, to grow, to change, to develop, I believe that's going to be probably our legacy. You know, to touch the 2 billion people that we want to touch in the next decade or less.
Yeah.
I believe it's going to happen in that form. Then I think from that will be the recognition of, oh, wow, Success Space is all over the place. Every time you turn around, there's a Success Cafe and a Success Space. And I want to play in their space because these guys do it differently. Mm-hmm. What they represent is different.
Yeah.
And of course, our coaching and training. And that to me is like, we actually, you know, again, I wasn't expecting to talk about this, but we, to develop our coaching certification and the program and all the things, I've raised up, this is my third coaching company we've developed. Mm-hmm. We brought in the best minds from all the companies, competing companies, and said, hey, help us build the company that's never been built before. Because we wanted to do something that was not the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. The industry hasn't changed much.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do the future of coaching, the future of what it's going to be. So I think those are going to be the standouts when all is said and done. People will talk about, these people changed my world because I got involved with them. And I think it's going to start with the community. And I'm really proud of that because we've got so much great content coming in, so much free. Just come and play with us. Just come and be part of it.
I love it. Right? Yeah, the co-working space, I think, is so interesting. So there's this one place downtown that I would use, or when I bring somebody into town, I'd meet them there. And after COVID, they closed. And I'm starting to see this is becoming more and more common. And I love that you are saying there would be a coach, like, even associated with it, because that's what they needed. These people could not continue to pay to be there, and now they're closed. And so many times it's just, they need help. They don't know what to do next or where to go next. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we think we've got some answers, and we're certifying coaches who want to be on their own. We're certifying coaches who want to work with us and coach our clients. So anyway, we're excited about all of that.
All right. Last question. What does success mean to you? How do you define success?
Well, I've got a couple things. One is you're asking me, so I'm going to say that what I know is about, having spoken for a couple million people in my life, is that success means something different to everybody. Mm. It's completely different for each human because we're coming from a different set of values and all of that. For me, it's about, you know, almost cliche-ish, being able to do what I want to do with whom I want to do it, when I want to do it, where I want to do it, and having that freedom of choice. And to me, being conscious about how I live and who I get to live with. I don't mean Allison, I mean, in our world, that we would be places. We live in Puerto Rico. That's a choice. That was something that was different.
And the entrepreneurs that live in Puerto Rico, do you guys have like the best get togethers? I'm like, you live there. Coolest Everybody ever. Lives there.
Yeah. Oh, coolest man. Ever. For sure. It's become a real deal. And of course, really? There's some tax advantages to be here. So
absolutely.
But you know, it creates a community. But I think that's really it, Stacey. I love that. It's really about, how do I just get the freedom to live the life that I envision for me? And for me, that's success.
I love it. Don, thank you for being here. Where can everybody go find more about you and success?
Well, success.com would be a good start. I think that's great. And of course, Success Franchise, if they're interested in the franchise system, we'd love to have them look at that. but success.com. And there's articles about me on me. And of course, all of our great people and our editors and the stories are endless. And as you said, it's been going on for a long time.
So long time. And I'm
of the coolest people in the world.
Yes, truly. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's to come. You know, I love, you know, seeing businesses that continue to thrive generation after generation. And this is one that clearly is here to stay. So I'm excited to see what's to come of success.
Well, thanks for making this available so people could actually get exposed to it, because we love that. And
absolutely.
And we've got a real goal to help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And, this is one of our ways of doing it. So thanks so much for including us in your podcast and making the world aware.
Oh, absolutely. Don, thanks for being here. Everybody, go check out success.com and all of the amazing resources they have to offer. All right. See you
soon. Thanks, Stacey. Bye.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day boot camp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.